Everybody should be excited, though, at halftime, because then that is when Curtis could be the possible number one fan of Big Fatty. Is that correct, Curtis?
That is a possibility. I did enter again this year, and I should enter.
You should.
It's too late now.
It's too late. No. I took myself out of the running. He never played my voicemail because I was saying goodbye. That was number three. Never heard my voicemail this week, so I don't know what's going on.
I thought he played it on his show.
No,
he never played the goodbye.
Well, gosh, you've been the number three fan for a year, and you decide to call right as the next contest is about to start.
I was saying goodbye.
but it's one of his top five. So,
how can I? They're doing a damn contest every damn day. I can never get through.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
They're doing a damn contest every damn day.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2101 of the BFO for Wednesday the 10th of February 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Yo, we're going to catch up on entries to the February social question contest. Yes, we got it. Hello, smudges. Big Fatty, now you're going to tell us why we're smudges, or you're going to fuck it up like you did yesterday? Yo, I called you something, and then I told you you were fellas, and yeah, but that's not what I said that you were, Big Fatty, and leave it to old Biba, leave it to Biba. Big Fatty, that's very original, leave it to Biba. Or you could do it, Miss Kim. Beaver could make a modern day remake of Leave It to Beaver. Big Fatty, that would be lovely. I would pay to see that. I would pay to see that too. Leave It to Beaver. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, anyway, you are smudgies today because y'all, it's Ash Wednesday. That means that you'll probably see people with smudges on their foreheads. You know, y'all, I always walk around with a wet paper towel and say, oh, you got a little something on your forehead, let me wipe that off for you. Betty, you're just silly. But anyway, y'all, a couple of updates on some things. Y'all, it's cold. It is cold over here in Charleston. Y'all, let me just go over here. By the way, the weather rat is out of town, y'all. He is over in Atlanta. He is in the Air Force Reserves, and he's doing some sort of training and all over there. And y'all, I had a call. I had a call from my mother. Not a call. I had an e-letter from my mother. It is snowing and it's sticking. Y'all, that is, what is that? Big Fatty, that's soup. That's true, that it was soup. Y'all, right now over in Atlanta, it's 32 degrees and snowing, going down to 23 tonight. Big Fatty, you may need to send provisions. I could, but evidently the weather rat is losing his shit over there. Anyway, my mother sent that message, and y'all, it's you know, it, trust me, in Atlanta, it's a major event over there. But y'all, it's gonna be chilly. It's gonna be chilly here in Charleston this week. I think the warmest day is supposed to be a Friday. And it's only going in the mid-50s then, and y'all, then on a Friday night, y'all, it's going down into the low 20s. Big Fatty, you better put on the hammer saw on the bed. It's too bad you're not going to have anybody to snuggle up with this weekend. Well, you know, you just never know about these things. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's February Content Contest Month. It's February Content Contest Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call the BFO for Kathy Marshall and Peter G. Not this Peter G, but that Peter G. And leave a so-so question, because they're so much better than excellent questions. It's February Content Contest Month. Give a call with those mediocre questions.
Yes, that
thank
is.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you for calling. And and y'all, that of course is y'all, that of course is Digger. And Digger, thank you so much for that new and original bumper that we're using during the month of February to do a lead-in for our so-so questions. Yes, McFaddy?
Fart, it's bacon. Mediocre question for you. So when you went to the Danburys, you had some gourmet kind of food cooking or whatever. For you yourself, do you ever make anything gourmet? I know that Laughing Buddha and George in Atlanta makes, you know, like dishes that take hours or take a lot of prep time. Do you ever do anything like that? And what kinds of dishes do you make? Thanks.
Oh, y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. And this is sort of a mediocre question because that's that pretty much sums up Big Farty's cooking. Mediocre, Betty, you can say that again. Y'all, that sums up Big Fat Farty's cooking. Mediocre. Thank you, Big Fatty. It needed to be said twice. And y'all, I'm not a real good cook. However, there are a few things that I think I do pretty well, you know, but these are things that my mother has taught me. Y'all, I will say that at the Superb Owl party, Durwood and Granny and our friend Bill, they seem to enjoy the little ham biscuits that I made for the party, especially Durwood. Y'all, I thought he was going to have sex with one of them. Biff, Fanny, it didn't need any more butter on that biscuit. Oh, Big Fatty, I don't believe I said this vulgar.
G'day, Big Fatty. This is Scotty, your Aussie butler. I've got a mundane question, but I think actually it's important. Yes, cue the music.
No, we do not cue the music. No.
So, I'm standing at the Asian bakery place, Bread Top. It sells disgusting, weird sort of bakery breads with sickly sweet sugar coatings and bizarre sausages and sugar mixed together. Should I buy 3 mini pork sort of dumpling pork bun things, little round things?
Pork
or
buns.
Should I just buy one of those? And should I buy a giant sweet croissant with a sausage in the middle?
Oh!
Thank you.
Yes! Scotty! Scotty, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear you on a busy street. That's very unusual for you. And this is a mundane question. However, I will tell you that Paul sent me a recipe. Let's see, a cinnamon roll, pigs in a blanket. And y'all, I'll put a link to the recipe, but basically, you take a can of the refrigerated cinnamon rolls and you take some link sausages, and you wrap, instead of wrapping it like in a croissant, you wrap the cinnamon roll around the poke sausage, and then you bake them, and then put the icing on top. Y'all, it looked absolutely fantastic. And Scotty, quite frankly, You've probably already made your decision. I hope you're not still waiting on that street corner for Big Fatty's response to your mundane question. But if it were Big Fatty, I'd just say one of each, please. Yes, Big Fatty, especially if it tastes like cake.
Fart, it's bacon. I have a mediocre question for you. So
no music.
You make comments like George in Atlanta, and you say it like that, or other people's names differently.
Yes.
My question is, when you're with the Hats, do you do things like that, and how do you control yourself? I wouldn't really call it a guilty pleasure, but about 12 years ago, I did listen to a couple podcasts where someone says Wednesday, and when I say that, it kind of reminds me of, like, obviously the podcast, and but also my daughter likes it. it. And so it's really kind of funny because she tries to imitate it. And when I say Wednesday regular, she's just like, Wednesday. So anyway, it's just kind of creepy, corny. But anyway, do you do that in front of your like coworkers who don't know about the shtick or your parents? Thanks. Bye.
Oh, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the Wednesday call to the little show. And this is a mediocre question. And I will tell you that there are times that I believe this doesn't apply just to Big Fatty. I believe there are times it applies to everyone that a little Big Fatty ease, Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar, slips into your life. Big Fatty, we don't need anything from you slipping in easily, and you'll say computra or for right or something like that, and thank you for calling, or you know, just I just think that these kind of things happen to all of us, but you know, I just kind of write it off as you know, I'm just a crazy old man with a dog toy. Big Daddy, what do you mean? Toy, nothing. Okay, all right, okay. Y'all, our next question came to me via a Twitty. It came via a Twitty from that trucker Alex. Y'all, let me just see if I can find it here real quick. Me, Eddie, I thought it was supposed to be phone calls. Well, I can't remember what the rules are, but I'm gonna read it anyway, and then Peter G or Kathy Marshall can decide. He says, what is it like to run short? What is it like to short with no underpants? Run down the leg, get on your shoes on the carpet. Inquiring minds want to know. Well, first of all, Trucker Alex, it's a vulgar question, is what it is. It's a so-so question, but it is timely, given the recent misfortune Big Fatty had in his underpants. Big Fatty, you don't wear underpants. You're right. In this case, you know, it happens in different ways. I remember the story, you know, and I'll use this as an opportunity to remind everyone that Short Week is coming up soon, and we'll have short stories from different ones, little clips from little shows about people talking about how they shorted themselves. Big Fatty, nothing says humor and content like somebody crapping their pants. But anyway, in this case on Saturday, it was a small day, you know, and it all depends on the size of the short. You know, sometimes you may think a short is going to be just a little, you know, but it turns out to be a fire hydrant, and in that case, you're covered in shit as well. Big Fatty, but sometimes, you know, you just kind of go, oh well, I need to just wipe that up with a little toilet paper, and just change pants. Or sometimes, you know, some people will shart it up and they'll have to throw their underpants away. Big Fatty, you did that in California with Miss Kitty one time. It's true, and. Sometimes you just shart all over the curtains and everything. Big Fatty, can we move on to the next question, please? Well, yes, I think we can. And Trucker Alex, love to hear a short story from you. I'm sure you've got quite a few. Big Fatty.
Fart, it's Bacon. So this is my mediocre question. So I do remember Biloxi Blues, and I remember the enthusiasm and also the strife and everything else when you were doing that. And my question is, when it was brought up to you again, did you kind of get like a little pang of, oh god, that would be fun to do that again? Do you have a community theater there, and do you foresee yourself doing anything with it in the future after your retirement, let's say?
Oh y'all, that's Miss Bacon again, and a big fatty, she's been clogging up the phone lines. That's why that Ed Candelabra couldn't get through. Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the question. A so-so question, and I'll have a so-so answer for you. Biloxi Blues really took the wind out of my sails. I truly enjoy doing it, but I think I'm too damn old to direct. There's just so many small details that you have to put up with and all that I think that my directing days over now. I may act again, but big fatty, I don't see how you can't remember shit. You can't even remember to not shorten your pants. Big fatty, I don't like that damn food. All right, y'all go over there in the corner. Yes, sir. Is it Betty White? I'll take care of it. Just calm down. All right. Hello?
Hello, Big Betty. This is Brian in Danbury, the number one fan for 2016. Oh, my goodness. Oh, this has been a whirlwind week for the Danburys, with Junior being adopted and now this good news. I hope I can live up to the high expectations of the number one fan. And for 2016, the beverage of choice is a gin and tonic with 2 or 3 or even 4 limes. And the food that must be served at all the gatherings is bacon. And then there must be cake. Nothing else, but just cake. Again, hello from the Danburys, and long live Big Fatty.
Oh, well, y'all, that, of course, is the number one fan of the BFO for 2016. Big Fatty, Bill in St. Louis may have a word or two with him about being the number one fan. I think Brian is just overcome with excitement. He's, Bill in St. Louis will always be the number one fan because he was the first. Brian in Danbury is the number one fan for 2016. And Big Fatty, I like his menu. I do too. Although there may be a little too much citrus in your adult beverage. Well, you never know about these things. It depends on the size of the lime. Brian, lovely to hear you, and I'm delighted that you are excited about the possibilities, and we're gonna have a grand year celebrating, and I know Drum Major Kev be the first lady, Betty, for the number one fan, the first mistress. I don't be ready. Quit digging the hole. It's just getting deeper, and you're not gonna be able to crawl out of. All right, but anyway, and there is one other thing. We could add some of that ceviche that Drum Major Kev fixed. It was delicious. Yes, Big Betty, and but not in a cake. We don't want ceviche. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day. Stay warm. Y'all, speaking of staying warm, I told you I lost my hat and my gloves. Y'all, I have looked everywhere. I've looked in the closet where they're supposed to be. I've looked in the car, everywhere. And y'all, this morning I went and put on my coat this morning, and sitting right there in front of me on the shelf, Big Fatty, if it'd been a snake, it would have bitten you, or my hat and gloves. Y'all, I'm absolutely losing my mind. Big Fatty hadn't lost much. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard last year's number three fan of the BFO. That's Ed Candelabra. And Ed, what's your favorite part of February Content Contest Month?
They're doing a damn contest every damn day.
Oh, we're trying to catch up. Thank you for calling.
You can leave a comment on the website at Big Fatty Online. And you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.